welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about some news, but we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUFB. We're TLUFB!
I'm an idiot. Welcome to the Level Up Show Podcast. I'm hosting again. I say that every time, apparently. This is episode 328, it looks like. I'm Ralph. How are you guys? Derek and Ryan, you're both here.
Hello.
We made it.
Showed up on you time. I was early, actually, for once. That's a rare occasion for Derek Vance.
Yeah, well, we're all proud of that.
Thank you.
Even though it didn't matter.
Can I get a plaque? Can I get a plaque or a cookie?
Probably got, you might have plaque on your teeth. Does
from,
that count?
From a cookie? Yeah.
From a cookie.
Yeah.
No cookies. They're brownies and puppy chow, though. So.
Okay. So, like, your mouth opened up and it was like, wow, cookies.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like,
well, let's not.
Yeah.
Let's not do this.
That's how it goes.
Okay. Derek, how are you?
Hello, how's I'm good. Going? Things are good. Nothing too crazy to report. It has been a light video game week for me. After last week, went down to Kansas City and see our friend Wyle Petterson down in. He lives in. Bermuda. What?
Bermuda.
Bahama. Come on. Baby mama. He lives in Belton, Missouri.
Oh,
yeah. Belton.
Did drive by the exit for Ryan's old place. Did pass that exit. I do remember that exit. Mm-hmm. So, went to Belton and hung out for a couple days. It was great. The last day we were there, we stopped for some Whataburger. Brand new Whataburger. Of course,
and you ordered one of everything on the menu.
Brought to you by Kansas City quarterback and apparently celebrity in the state, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, exactly. Chad Henne had his autographed jersey hanging from the ceiling in this Whataburger. Nice. So we got some Whataburger. I got, of course, just a normal Whataburger burger with some fries, and everyone else got burgers.
What do you think? He likes ketchup, so do you think he does the spicy ketchup, or do you think he just does regular ketchup?
Chad Henne or Patrick Mahomes?
I guess both. I would guess
anyone that goes to Whataburger should use the spicy ketchup, so I would hope he uses the spicy ketchup.
I bet you he doesn't.
It's very good. Yeah, so we all got burgers essentially and fries, except for Olivia, who had a BLT.
Nice. I didn't know they had that on the menu.
Yeah, I guess they do.
You get a shake or?
No, no one got any shakes. And then we all got violently ill the next day. So it was a really good time at Whataburger.
Well, even with the BLT.
Oh, yeah. It had to be, like, maybe the fries, I'm guessing, because that was really the only through line that everyone had. But we all had, we were all just pissing out of our ass on Monday. It was not a good time for anybody.
What is Mahomes doing down there?
I think he called in an attack on me. He knew, you know, he knew that I was there because I posted a thread about it. You know, I'm threading these days.
He needs to keep the Broncos fans out. I'm pretty sure
I threaded and said, "Love me some Whataburger." Thanks to @PatrickMahomes for bringing it.
Hashtag Let's Ride.
I didn't. I should have, but then the next day, immediately, just the floodgates were wide open. We all, oh boy, it hurt. We all felt the burn of Patrick Mahomes in the spicy ketchup. So, including Wyle Petterson, he also got sick. So, it was rough. I don't know. Again, it had to be some kind of food poisoning because we all had it. So I went to work Monday and then came home and then stayed home Tuesday just because I was almost dehydrated Tuesday after just a constant toilet break. So,
They got to compete with Taco Bell.
Listen, I can go to Taco Bell and eat anything there and not have this problem. I eat Whataburger once for the first time in 4 years, and I thought I was going to shit out my guts. So, I mean, at least Taco Bell has it down to a science where I'm not going to fucking die by ingesting it. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, Ryan, can you compete with that?
I've not had any Whataburger recently. I did go to Chicago last weekend. Got some pizza.
Flick the bean.
I was near the bean. I was not close enough to the bean to touch it, but there were quite a lot of people around that bean, so I'm sure somebody was flicking it.
Oh yeah.
Went to Navy Pier. They had some fireworks going on.
Nice.
And then went to like a little village, which is like the Hispanic part of Chicago, and then also went to Chinatown. And Chinatown, almost died in Chinatown.
The Yakuza's there?
No, like
they call it like a dragon now.
Have you ever been? You know,
is it like a dragon like town?
Adventureland. There's this one weird intersection in Altoona where it's like kind of confusing on where to go. Well, Chinatown had one of those intersections like that, but it was way worse. There was like at least six different places you could turn, and so I was like, all right, I have no idea where the fuck to go, so I'm just gonna follow this van in front of me, and wherever it turns, I'm turning, because we were both turning, and it apparently turned when it wasn't supposed to. And
you hitched your wagon to the wrong van.
Yep, and luckily, like, nobody was like going full blast through the intersection yet, so
no one died.
It was a close call though. Turns out that van also had no idea what it was doing. So
bad idea, bad call.
But yeah, I found parking and then walked around Chinatown. But it was very crowded.
Did you eat any good food in Chinatown or the Mexican or the Italian, whatever it was?
A little Hispanic part. Little village. We did eat some good food there. They had some good ice cream and stuff. And then we went to like the northern part of Chicago and had some deep dish pizza that was pretty good at
Lou Malnati's. Did you go to Lou Malnati's?
No, I went to like Pequod's, I think it is.
Yeah, Pequod's, I think it is. Yeah.
And that place was pretty good.
Hell yeah.
It had one of the wildest bathrooms I've ever seen, though.
is that where they made the pizzas?
Well, I don't know. Like, so we were upstairs, they had three bathrooms upstairs. One was men's, one was women's, and then one I missed. I didn't see it. It was a gender-neutral one. But the men's was locked, and they had, like, a sign saying that, like, working on their bathrooms to improve their bathroom experience. But I knew there were bathrooms downstairs, so I was like, I don't know if I can go in one of these because I missed the gender-neutral one. I could have went that one. So I was like, I'll just go downstairs to check them out. Two downstairs, both are gender-neutral. I open up one, and it's just three toilets in a row with no privacy.
No doors?
Yeah, and there's no lock on the door to get into the bathroom. You can just walk in on three people bombing. So I immediately closed that one because, like, I'm not doing that. And then I walk over to the other one.
That takes a strong person to just wide open, blow up a toilet with no privacy and no lock on the door. I mean, like, that's not like that's home life, sure, but like you're just enjoying some pizza and just blowing up a toilet. Someone's like, "What's up, dude? How you doing?"
Well, I only had to pee, so like I was like, I could have went.
That would have been so bad. Unless you got to sit.
But then the one on the other side was just looked like a normal bathroom, except for the stand up urinal was out of order, but it did have a single toilet that did have privacy around it. So I chose that option. And then I was going to show like the people I was with, I was going to go show them what I saw downstairs and I was going to roll the dice again on that door and open it and hope nobody was in there. But I saw a girl go in there and I was like, oh, I can't do that to her. So, yeah. So they never got to see it.
That's wild. Like, Chicago's wild these days, huh?
I don't understand. Like, no one's place is so busy. I don't understand why they wouldn't have better bathrooms.
No one's gender identified and everyone's just shitting and pissing everywhere together holding hands.
Yeah, I mean, we did see a Kumbaya, huge, what looked like a human turd next to a bus stop.
So they're not even shitting in the open bathrooms? They're just shitting on the floor outside?
I get, well, there was like a McDonald's bag trying to cover it, but it's pretty gigantic.
He's putting his big, he's got a Big Mac on the floor.
Are you saying this turd was as big as a human or it came from a human?
I had to have. I mean, not as big as a human, but I think with the size of it, it had to have come from a human.
It'd be more impressive if it was human size, I guess.
But I mean, there probably are some human sized turds walking around Chicago. But
I will say, with all the poop talk, I will say, like, the day that I had a solid shit, I was so happy for myself. It was a great time.
That you recovered.
I was so happy. Things were so normal. It's like, yes, I'm free of this fucking bullshit.
Well, okay, we got the poop talk out of the way. I guess
that is your mandated poop talk to start the show.
Yeah, it never fails.
What about you, Rob? How's your bowel movements these last 2 weeks?
Any action on the beach?
You have to pinch one off in the sand castle.
Just sexual action.
Ooh, nice. Now we're talking.
No. We live really close to Mark Twain Lake, which is a man-made lake, and it was not made by Mark Twain, but everything Shucks. Here, everything in this area is named after Mark Twain. Like literally everything, like lawn care, like breweries. What, I don't know, whatever. It's all Mark Twain. But so they got
porta potties.
Probably. They got beaches on the lake.
Instead of porta potties, they just have little holes in there or what?
Basically.
Gender neutral Mark Twain bathrooms.
Gender neutral holes in the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So went to the beach. That was fine. Yeah. That's about it.
I'm glad your BMs are top notch, buddy. I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I did eat recently. Well, it didn't cause me problems. I thought I ate something new here recently, but I don't remember what it was.
So while you're thinking of that, I will tell you, I was listening to, you remember I listened to this podcast, Tell 'em Steve Dave, which is a Kevin Smith podcast kind of thing that from some dudes that he knows.
Yeah.
And one of the guys on there, Walt Flanagan, went recently to, I want to say it was South Carolina. What's the nice place out in South Carolina, like a beach or something?
Myrtle Beach.
I think they might have been Myrtle Beach. So while they were down there, they had Cece's Pizza, which obviously we've all fancied a Cece's before. We've had some good Cece's. The one down in, I think the Columbia one was quite good, right? That was the one that we went to. It was cleaner.
There was one in Omaha I went to once that was pretty nice.
I mean, as far as a buffet pizza goes, it was acceptable.
Yeah. So yeah. Walt was talking about Cece's Pizza, and it's been forever since I've had Cece's because they all closed up here, right?
Because they were trash.
Yeah, there's none around here. And so as Walt is talking about Cece's Pizza, I was like, oh, there's no doubt in my mind he's going to say how garbage this pizza is because, I mean, it's like, you know, it was $5 buffet. God knows what it is now. But it was just, you know, whatever. Nothing great. This man said it was the best pizza he'd ever had. And I just died laughing at how excited he was that Cece's Pizza was so good. It just made me sad that there's not one around anymore. It made me want to drive to find one to go to a Cece's buffet because it's just, there's not, I don't think that there's one close.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, down, I mean, there's 134 CCs in Texas.
Wow. Let's go to Texas.
There's 277 CCs in the United States. There's 6 in Missouri.
Wow.
1 in Nebraska. Yeah. 24 in Florida. 134 in Texas. 10 in South Carolina.
Yeah, I've been to this one in Omaha.
Why are there so many
this
Texas?
One's in, I don't know. I don't understand.
It's permanently closed.
This one's in Lincoln that's open. Missouri, Columbia, which we went to. Farmington, I don't know which close to you, Ralph. Farmington, Joplin, Liberty, Springfield, or St. Louis.
Dude, if they're like the one that was on the south side of Des Moines,
it's garbage. Yeah, the one on the south side was bad. I stopped going to that one.
Well, you could have. Liberty is close to Kansas City, so you could have gone to that one.
Which one's closest to you, though?
Columbia would be, and then St. Louis would be next.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where Farmington, Missouri is.
I don't know. Naperville, Illinois, is that close to you? No.
I've heard of it, but I couldn't tell you where it is.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So not a ton. They're very farther down south. Alabama's got 12. Arkansas's got 6. Georgia's got 11. North Carolina, 12. Tennessee's 15. Yeah, I don't understand. They must be housed in Texas because there's 134 fuckers in Texas.
Well, there used to be 2 in Columbia, and then, the one closed. Like, it didn't last very long. I don't know why they had 2.
There's 2 in Plano.
Plano's probably...
It's close.
I'd assume it was bigger than Columbia, but I guess I don't know.
1 in Waco, 5 in San Antonio. Holy shit. Jesus Christ.
Man.
How many? Okay. What about Dallas? There's 11. There's 11 CC's pizzas in Dallas, Texas. Holy shit. Why? That is insane to me.
Why not?
5 in El Paso, 5 in Arlington. Wow. Anyway, yeah. If I ever go on a food adventure, it might be for CC's Pizza in Lincoln, Nebraska, because it's just been too long.
I mean, I had Pizza Ranch for the first time.
That's true. You said that.
And, like, I mean, I was comparable to CC's. I feel like it was probably a little better quality-wise, but maybe I'm wrong.
They have a Piezilla at CC's Pizza in Lincoln. It is a 28-inch pizza. It says prepare for the Piezilla, the 28-inch behemoth of a pizza. Feed around 15 people with 64 slices ready to wreck your hunger. Not available for delivery.
What? Why not?
I don't know. It's sad.
You better walk that thing to my house.
No shit. Cool. 3 people to walk it up the street.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It doesn't say how much the buffet is anymore. I wonder what the buffet costs nowadays. It can't be $5 anymore, right?
Oh, there's no way.
I would say it's probably $10 or $12 if I had to guess. Oh, $8.99. $8.99 the buffet. That's still extremely reasonable in today's day and age.
How much is a drink? It's probably like $5 for a soda.
If this shows a fountain drink, $2.50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean that's still very reasonable for a buffet for pizza. You pay more at the place you just said.
Pizza Ranch, that was a lot more expensive.
Yeah, Pizza Ranch is they think very highly of themselves for sure.
I mean, they got a sweet arcade in that one I was at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the news.
Oh yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please. Quite.
Call of Duty is going to be on Xbox from now on exclusively.
Yeah. Shit. You know, the big deal going into this of Activision getting acquired, Activision Blizzard getting acquired by Xbox. You know, one of the things that was especially brought out and talked about during all these court investigations and the FTC trials was that PlayStation was concerned that Microsoft was going to try to lock up Call of Duty on Xbox, which is that not valid? Like, why wouldn't you try to keep that as an exclusive on your own console when you know you're losing the hardware war? Why wouldn't you try to go after software? But, Phil announced just this morning, 9 o'clock this morning, that said they have signed a binding agreement to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation following the acquisition of Activision Blizzard, which I think still is a little premature. But it says we look forward to a future where players globally have more choice to play their favorite games. Mm. So there you go. There's a guarantee.
How long do these agreements last, though?
I don't think it says. I would guess it's at least a couple years, right?
They're probably going to look at the sales numbers for this next Call of Duty to be like, oh, people, like 80% of people
bought on PlayStation.
Yeah. So we need to end this agreement.
All the money we're making is from Sony, and they're taking 30% of it anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, they've talked about bringing it to Switch or keeping it on Switch or whatever they said. Still interesting to me that this is a thing, that this is probably going to happen, with the FTC trial going in Microsoft's favor, saying it's fine for them to acquire, Activision Blizzard. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
I don't know. Microsoft can just buy every company, really, every third party. And like, I don't really know if it's going to matter.
It won't.
I think it will though. I don't know if Microsoft does what it did to Halo and Gears of War and all that stuff.
Ruin it?
yeah, they don't matter.
Yeah, but they ruin it for sure.
Yeah. So
he's got a fingers crossed that they don't, but yeah, definitely, definitely hope that they don't ruin these things that they're acquiring, because it seems to be a thing they're good at. So
yeah, they're not very good at making games.
So. Clearly. Very clearly. It's a wonder they continue to try, but here we are.
Yeah. I don't know. They must be doing well enough to keep going, because I wonder. I mean, I guess Game Pass does fine, but I don't know like how much money that's really making them. Yeah,
The Game Pass thing's got to be weird that they're not. I don't know how they make money on it. We've said this a couple different times on this podcast. We don't know the business model here, you know.
Yeah, and it sounds like, I don't know if developers love Game Pass by any means.
Yep.
So, who knows? I mean, it's a good concept. I like the idea of Game Pass.
I love the idea for sure. I just don't understand how they make money on it.
Okay. Speaking of Microsoft, Major Nelson, who is that? He's leaving Microsoft.
He's been with the company for like 20 years.
Yeah, a long time.
Larry Herb.
I've heard of him, but I have no idea what he does besides a podcast.
He's a
community guy.
Yeah, he's a community guy now. He used to be director of programming. Again, he's been around a long time for Xbox. He's 65, so.
Oh, maybe he's retiring.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, he was old when the Xbox 360 was popular.
Yeah. He says, after 20 years, decided to take a step back and work on the next chapter of my career. As I take a moment and think about all the things that we've done together, I want to thank the millions of gamers around the world. Who have included me as a part of their lives. So pretty crazy, but what's that?
Does he look? Is he still looking good?
I mean, he doesn't look 65. I don't think he looks 65.
Okay.
I hope I look that good at 65, because that would be fucking awesome.
You don't look 65.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm trying really hard to make sure I don't even look 35, which is what I'm turning next month, so.
Okay.
Ask Larry Herb's eating.
What's that?
Ask Larry Herb what he's eating.
I should find out what his diet is. See if I can do the same thing. Major Nelson, what is your diet?
I forgot. You can't look at Twitter unless you're signed in now.
Yeah, so they changed that. It's real stupid. He's really ruining that platform for everybody.
What an idiot. Okay. Who's excited about a PlayStation 5 version of The Last of Us 2? It's not a remake, right?
Yeah, I just don't quite understand why it's a thing, right? Like, why?
It's because I could sell more.
Yeah, but why?
They did it with the first one.
But that was old enough that, like, fine, I guess, but, like...
No, they didn't. They put the PS3 one out, and then not that long after, PS4.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah. I don't know. This is very strange to me that this is happening. PS5 version of The Last of Us 2... I mean, we all played it on... I mean, I played it on a PS5 anyway, so it didn't matter. But.
I played it on PS4, I think.
But, yeah. Still weird.
I mean, if we've learned anything from Nintendo, you can just, like, keep putting out...
Churn out the same things.
Put out a Wii U game on Switch, and they're going to sell... I mean, of course, they're going to sell better, but...
I think stuff like this is going to... just continue to happen and happen more often.
Yeah. You're probably not wrong. I just find it strange at times with certain games.
They released GTA 5 how many times?
I mean, it's like Skyrim. You know, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Why haven't they put GTA 5 on Switch? I'm kind of surprised. Like, there's got to be a way.
I thought they did. Did they not?
No. They could have, because it'd be like a... It wouldn't be a great version of it, but it'd be like probably on par with the PS3 and 360, maybe a little better.
Interesting.
Yeah. People would buy it. Like, they'd make money. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird. So, yeah, that was one of those things that I looked at and was like, I loved The Last of Us 2 after I spent some time with it, hated it, and then came back around on it, but I don't, why?
Final Fantasy VII out on PS5. They put Ghost of Tsushima out on PS5. They put Death Stranding out on PS5.
I got that for free, though, so it's fine.
They put the Uncharted Legacy thing out on PS5.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right, for sure.
That'd be easy money.
It has to be. Just cash and money in the bank.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I buy them. I got all of those games. I just listed.
True, true. I mean, small sample size, but that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
I really like the way the PS5 cases look, so I don't know. I just try to wait till they're a little bit cheaper than whatever they try to sell them for.
I almost bought,
speaking of waiting for things to get cheaper the other day, I almost bought Wanted Dead for $20 on Woot. I didn't do it, but I was really close because, like, I want that to be my bad game of the year. Ralph, did you end up playing and finishing that? I know you had it at one moment, right?
I tried it. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to finish this.
Yeah, this
so,
is bad. Get rid of it. Yeah, it's a Macari special.
Macari is definitely not catching for that. The pink and stuff. Like, I always, like, wonder, oh, what's that game? And I was like, I have no idea.
Like, I don't know if it was bad, but just it was just a third-person shooter with some combat. And, like, I don't know. It's like, I know I'm not going to stick with this, so I might as well sell it while I can make money on it.
True.
And, yeah, now, like, it's probably worth $20.
Yeah, that's why I was like, for $20, like, fuck on, whatever. I didn't do it, though.
Well, it's still there.
I know. The tab is still open because between that and Cerveza and the last, or whatever, Cerveza and the last demon.
Lost
Demon. I keep considering both of those.
I don't know what Lost Demon is.
Yeah. I don't know who either, but yeah, see, it's still sitting there.
Pretty eye-catching. But
even though I want it to be, I'd rather play it on PS5, obviously, but it's like, for $20, like, whatever. It's trash. I don't care.
Are you sure it's not on Game Pass?
I don't know. I think Exo Primal got put on Game Pass, right?
Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, sorry.
No, that's not a problem. Well, there was the limited run games showcase thing the other day.
Gex Returns.
Yeah. So limited run, in case anybody listens to the show, and in case anybody, they've known to produce physical versions of games that don't have a physical version, usually. And they also apparently
25 years after they announced them, though.
Yeah, and they also now put some retro games on the newer consoles through their engine. I don't know, but so they announced that Clock Tower, the Super Famicom game, which has never been released in America, is coming out next year and getting translated. And I think they're adding a animated intro and maybe some cutscenes or something. I'm not sure, but that's kind of neat.
Yeah, I don't know. What's Clock Tower? What is it?
Oh,
well, Ryan's got a couple.
You're not gonna like it. have you seen any of those games?
No.
Yeah, they're very slow paced. They're kind of like point and click type thing, like the original Clock Tower.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'll hate it, but I think it's kind of neat that they're doing this, because I'm into that.
Yeah, the games aren't very long if you can manage to, like, not get completely frustrated with how slow everything is going.
Ryan, didn't you have to play a Clock Tower game for Surmise Score one time?
I feel like you did recently.
That's Clock Tower 3, so the one on that they're going to remake is not going to be really anything.
What
like
is Disney's Gargoyles? What?
Is that
a Super Nintendo game?
I know it was on Genesis. I don't know if it was on Super Nintendo or not, but yeah, that's getting remastered. And I mean, that had been announced at some point a while back, but yeah, it seemed very odd to me. It's supposed to be a well-regarded game, I guess, but I don't know anything about it.
Genesis. Wow. Buena Vista Interactive?
Yeah, I mean, Disney.
That was Disney's. Yeah, that was Disney's logo back then.
Time. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't really remember what else was in the showcase.
I've just got a list of the games they announced, if you want me to run through that.
Sure, I'll tell you if they look good to me.
Another Crusade.
Yeah, it looked like some other game.
Arzette, the Jewel of Faramore.
So that's like a spiritual sequel to those very bad CDI Zelda games.
Okay.
And like I don't know what the point is. I guess cool, you're doing this. But they were acting like that they were going to have the CDI Zelda games, and I was like, okay, I want to play those. And it was like, hey, here's a spiritual sequel to those. Like, what's the point?
Castlevania Advance Collection, obviously we know that. Chicory, Clock Tower, we just talked about Colossal Cave.
That was some kind of, what's those people's names? Roberta and... man. They like
Flack? Yeah, Roberta Flack?
Sierra.
Ken and Roberta Williams, they did some of those point and click. Well, I don't even know if they're point and click. I don't know enough about them. They had some classic ones. Maybe King's Quest, maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's those two people.
A re-release King's Quest. Of King's Quest not too long ago.
Yeah, so this is their new game?
I don't know if it's a new game or remake.
This is a new game.
Okay, because that name sounded familiar to me, but I didn't look into any of this.
They announced this a year ago, apparently.
Okay.
That would probably be why you probably sounds familiar. Double Shake, Dungeons of Aether.
Double Shake looked like Klonoa, sort of.
Okay.
It looked like a PlayStation 1 game. It looked kind of all right, but Dungeons of Aether apparently is a... I don't know what Rivals of Aether is or whatever, but...
I've heard of Rivals of Aether, yeah.
It's a spinoff. I don't know. It's available now, maybe?
El Shaddai, Ascension of the Metatron.
Yeah, that was a PS3 game. Ryan probably owns it.
Yeah, I do.
Put on the smart score.
But it's got like it's definitely like got some kind of cult status. Guy did a lost child. I think, is it lost child or lost children? Lost child, I think.
Lost Children's a Disturbed album, I think. Gargoyles Remastered.
Did you see that headline where David Draymond, whatever his name is, from Disturbed, was like, he just got divorced and he's like, I'm going to use Tinder to find the right woman.
they posted his Tinder profile and then he immediately hopped off of it because it was just bad.
Yeah.
It made me laugh, though.
The next day he was like, it's a dumpster fire.
Yeah, I'm out of here. But it's just like, what the fuck, man? Yeah.
Gargoyle, it's kind of neat.
Gargoyle's Remastered, Gex Trilogy. We've talked about Gex a little bit before. I remember playing the Gex games back in the day.
Yeah, and they ended it with the Gex Trilogy. And I was like, wow.
I mean, that's a heavy hitter, I guess, for like nostalgia. But
I don't know. I mean, like, it's cool and all, but I guarantee if you go back and play those, like.
No, they're not going to play well.
Good.
Yeah. Jurassic Park, and then Jurassic Park Classic Games Collection, and then also Jurassic Park The Chaos Continues.
So the Jurassic Park thing they're putting out is, let's see, the NES Jurassic Park game, and then there were two Super Nintendo ones. One of them was called The Chaos Continues. That was like a weird time where they like make a sequel, a video game sequel to a... So they put out a Jurassic Park game for Super Nintendo, then they put out a sequel to it. Which is kind of weird. And it's got the two Game Boy games, but no Genesis games on it. Why? I think weird. Sega published those, maybe why. But, I mean, that's cool, but like it's not complete in my mind if you don't have the Genesis and Sega CD.
Karateka or Kumaju Remelia? What the fuck are these names?
Okay, Karateka, maybe Karateka. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it's,
I've also heard Karateka.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it is. And they even made reference they made reference to that. So that was, I want to say, an 80s game. It's by the guy who made the first Prince of Persia, Jordan Mechner, I think it's his name. So what this is... It's kind of neat. It's the same people who did the Atari 50 collection.
Oh, okay.
They've got this new series they're doing called like the Gold Master series, where it's almost like they've made a documentary about that game. So they'll have the Karateka, whatever it is, and then like a I don't know if it's a remake or just like an HD version of it. And then like interviews with like Jordan Mechner and all these people who were involved with it. So I think it's kind of a cool direction Digital Eclipse is going. Like after Atari 50 was so cool, they're like, well, now we'll just do this with like individual games.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I think it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about
it. It's interesting for sure.
Yeah. But like, I might actually play that because I want to hear about some of that stuff.
Sure.
But that Kamui, whatever, that looks like a Castlevania game. That was on, that's been out a few years. I don't know much about it, though.
And then you got Caillou Yoka Tiger Heli Collection. No clue.
That's a bunch of shmup stuff.
Okay. Keep I'm into some shmups, so that's all right. Midnight Flight Express.
Midnight Flight Express.
I'm sorry, Fight Express.
It came out a couple years ago also. It looked kind of like people compared it to John Wick or something. I don't know. Just like a kind of neat beat 'em up sort of thing. Got good reviews.
Odin Cat's Paradise.
I think that's the developer is called Odin Cat, and there's like two games on that collection. I had never heard of either one of them, I don't think.
Plumbers Don't Wear Ties Definitive Edition.
They've been talking about that for years, but yep. That's got a documentary on it now too, which has John Linneman from Digital Foundry in the and Audie Storley, whatever his name is. They're in that documentary, and so is the Angry Video Game Nerd.
Oh, okay.
And Kelsey from
Kelsey Lewin. Middle
stuff sometimes.
Yep.
Okay, everyone. Yeah, so that's kind of neat to get a documentary on in that collection.
Rise of the Triad Ludicrous Edition.
Rise of the Triad was a 90s first-person shooter. I don't know if it was made by the same people who did Duke Nukem. I'm guessing not, but it looks similar. And it's kind of crazy, apparently.
Wrapping this up here, you got Roller Coaster Tycoon 3, Rose and Camellia Collection.
I never heard of that, but you should watch the trailer because it looks pretty good.
For Rose and Camellia?
Yeah, it's. It said, like, what if you combine Jane Austen novels with Punch-Out? It's like all these women slapping each other.
Okay, all right. Like, I'm into that.
This is. And, like, I think Way Forward was involved somehow. But I'd never heard of those games, but they may have been Japanese only, and they're getting translated.
Yeah, Way Forward is right on the trailer.
Yeah.
This is just trailer stuff.
It looked pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, A lot of slapping so far. Everyone making the Phoenix Wright objection hand movement almost.
Yeah.
I will make you obey me. What's the five finger say to the face? Slap. Okay. Yeah. I'm in. Shantae Advance, Risky Revolution.
Yeah. They were actually making that game for Game Boy Advance and it got canceled. So they're bringing it back to life.
I sent this to you guys through Discord, the TMNT soundtrack collection. Three different varieties of these vinyls are out there that people are selling, and I like want all of them. The glow in the dark one, I think that one is from that is from original video game soundtrack. No, I'm sorry, who's that from?
I just know Sean Amy.
Yeah, Ship to Shore. I'm sorry, is who the brand is there. A limited run is like a tie dye vinyl, and then limited. There's another limited run one that is all green.
Okay. Yeah.
Like also, a cassette and a CD that Limited Run is selling.
Yeah, and like they're gonna put one out for every old Ninja Turtle game.
I mean, I'm in.
I would like to buy one, but it's like, well, then I'm gonna want to buy all of them.
See, I just want one. I just got to figure out which one. I think I want the glow in the dark one. I think that's the one I want to buy.
Yeah,
I think that's the coolest one.
I don't know. I just wish they just put out. I mean, they won't do it, but here's like a several vinyl collection of every Ninja Turtle game soundtrack.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to do that because then they can't make as much money.
Yeah, that's true.
Tomba.
Yeah, however you say it. That was a PlayStation 1 game. I thought Sony published that also, but I don't know. I know it's coming to Switch, I guess.
Coming out now. And then last but not least on this list is This Way Lies Madness.
Yeah, honestly, don't remember what that was.
Okay, good enough. Wrapping that up. There's your limited runs presentation.
Yeah, the whole presentation kind of smelled of, we had something else planned.
Yeah.
But we had to come up with something else because that one guy left limited run.
Yeah, like one of the head guys, right? Yeah.
And I think it's funny. He's on Cheap Ass Gamers forums sometimes, like posting things. And it's kind of interesting. He says he's going to write a book about all this stuff that's happened. It's like, okay.
I'm in for that for sure. Anything else you guys have for news, or that's it for the news?
That's all I got.
Okay.
Moving on.
What is it that you have been fired lately?
Brian, you've played things.
Yes, I wrapped up Bayonetta. I didn't think it was going to happen. Bayonetta 3.
A lot of hair, a lot of tits, a lot of kaiju. What happened here?
All of that. Like, I was just kind of surprised that, like, I just played on the regular, normal difficulty and wasn't too difficult to get through. Like, at some point, I just decided I'm not doing any of the side stuff, and I would just, like, hit the little button to show me where to go, and I just went there. I did not like playing as that other girl. I don't even remember her name.
I don't remember either. It just smelled of, what is it, like, not to rain on your, well, not to take over, but whenever Blade Trinity came out, it's
the Jessica Biel character.
It's like they're just trying to, like, create an opportunity for a bunch of spinoffs from this movie. And, like, that's what I got out of Bayonetta 3 also. Yeah. It's like, they're going to put in all these characters where it makes...
Well, the way Bayonetta 3 ends, there may not be... Well, I don't want to spoil it, but it just sounds like that character may be in future games that are considered the mainline series. So, if they continue to make more. But, yeah, I just didn't like playing with her because... like her combat was all around like parrying and blocking, so you had to like time your blocks right to go to which time, where Bayonetta you just have to dodge, and it's way easier to dodge than it is to block at the right time. So that's why I didn't like playing as her, but it's not like I couldn't get through it because I did without having to retry too many times. But yeah, every time I had to play as her, it sucked. But yeah, they just had a bunch of over the top and like the big scenes where you were fighting with like the Godzilla like creatures. Those were like really, really simple and hard to screw up. So they just seemed kind of slow and sluggish. Wasn't really sure like why they were there. But it wasn't too bad. Like the game overall was okay. It wasn't terrible. It just wasn't as exciting or fun to play as the first two. So,
okay.
But,
that's sad to hear, but hopefully I'll get around to it eventually. I mean, I own it, so play it, but yeah, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's kind of felt like I was just playing it just to finish it, which is okay. But I think if you don't do the side stuff, it's more enjoyable too. Otherwise, if you're doing the side stuff, it makes it take way longer.
And sure.
It just feels like you're doing things you don't really want to do. I think you can get enough stuff to unlock most of the extra stuff anyway without doing the side stuff, so don't really have to. Your health bar might not be as big.
I know mine's not.
Yeah. So yeah, I got that taken care of. I wonder, like, at some point I'm guessing they'll probably re-release all three of those games again.
Yeah.
So if you want a Bayonetta trilogy on whatever the next Switch is, probably
it's there. It's there for you.
Yeah.
I think gonna buy Nintendo, so it'll be on Xbox.
I think they would shut that down, don't you think? Like if Microsoft tried to buy Nintendo,
be a lot of money.
You would think so, but I don't really know.
Yeah. That would have me really worried too. Like, I don't know. I just don't think Microsoft is a company that's good at managing companies that make games. It'd almost be better if Microsoft just didn't own any. Well, I guess you kind of have to. You have to own some development studios to kind of get your game system off the ground. But most of them, like Bungie and all that, were doing fine until Microsoft kind of got in the way. Yeah. So I also, I'm still playing through Persona 4 Golden. That I decided, like, I found out when I was playing Persona 3 that, like, they have some options where you can, like, say that you want more XP and money on each battle. And so I started doing that towards the end to just make the grinding faster in Persona 3. But I switched to do that early on in Persona 4, and it completely, like, breaks the game. Like, you just get leveled up so fast. So it's making it so I can go through the game a little faster, which is fine with me since I've already played that game at least 3 times, maybe 4 already. So, but it's still fun. Like, the game's still, there's like some weird pitching that happens. Like, you go to do like all out attacks and stuff, but otherwise it runs pretty smooth. And is, I don't know. I don't know if they changed anything from the Vita version to like the PC release and then this one. It still looks pretty good for a PS2 style game. So I'd still recommend people play that. I don't know if if they're remaking 3, maybe at some point they'd remake 4. You know?
Yeah, probably one day.
Yeah, the way Atlas works, that'll be years from now. So
true. Long time from now.
Yeah. Yeah. Persona 4 Golden, I think, is pretty good as is. It's definitely worth playing and not waiting for a newer version. Unlike Persona 3 Portable, like, I would still recommend not playing that game. Just wait for the remake. And then I got Ghost Trick from PlayAsia.
I'm really sad this is not working on your TV because I really want to. Oh, nice.
Oh,
it
works.
You got it?
It works. I just don't want to do it because it's going to cause burning.
Oh, sure. So
I got this little lady, and then I have no idea who she is, by the way, and then this little PlayAsia sticker.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, PlayAsia sticker on my desk here.
Yeah. Stuck. So did you get, like, a little anime lady or anime dude? Cause...
I don't think so. This was years ago, whenever I made the order.
Beans are toxic when improperly handled. So
that is true.
Should put that on the bean in Chicago. But it works on my, so like it's just, it's a remaster of a DS game. So they decided not to make it fully widescreen. So they give you options to pick what you want on the border. And none of them are just like it. They should just give you an option of nothing to just have the pure black from your TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as long as the pure black from your TV is on there, then you don't have to worry about burning. But they have like patterns and colors. And I'm not sure if it's safe to pick the colors that aren't black. So I tried doing the zoom in on my TV to get rid of it, but it didn't look like it cut it off. I don't know if there's like something I could do like on the PlayStation to make because they let you like adjust this where the screen is on the PlayStation. But so basically what I did was just turn my PS5 on and then did remote play because my PS4 is hooked up in the other room and just played my PS5 through remote play on my other TV that I don't. It's not an OLED and I don't
worry about the burning anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I just played it there, and that worked fine. I played some of Dredge that way too, because like I was having work done on my house at that time, and I couldn't really be in that room, so I played Dredge same way.
What were you getting done?
It was a painting downstairs. Oh, like they had to like put a bunch of like plastic
all over the floor.
And then like. Blocked like my upstairs, like the loft area where my PS5 isn't open, so they had to like block that off so like no like dust or whatever
would fly up there. Yeah. What about your landing right there on next to the stairs?
That's they just put stuff down like canvas type cloth. But It works fine. Like the remote play, like the rooms are pretty close to each other, so it I don't really notice anything. If you get up close, you can probably tell like it's not as sharp as it would be otherwise.
Sure.
But the game doesn't really look that great to begin with, so it's not like I'm really losing out on any major like graphical quality there. The game is like, you can definitely tell it's a DS game. Like there's not much to it.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's just like your character dies at the beginning, and then you figure out that you can like move from different objects, and it's kind of like just solving puzzles by moving to different objects and interacting with the objects.
That's essentially what the demo is.
Yeah, so that's why it kind of feels old, and like all the text is like you have to read it. There's no like, as far as I can tell, there's no like nobody talking.
No.
I'll probably keep messing with it just to see what it is, to get a little further, but the game not as exciting of a re-release as I would have thought.
No shit. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to play that game because I've never played it, but yeah, for $30-$35, that's not that bad.
Yeah, so and I did not realize that the Japanese PS4 cases have a little green on the bottom, so that is definitely going to stick out. I could grab it real quick. Yeah,
I don't think I've owned a Japanese PS4.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see.
Japanese, because it's the
those Japanese
Cero,
logo.
I think the Cero is the Japanese one, but
yeah,
not 100% sure. But yeah, so that little green down there is a little weird.
Well, I know the European Switch cases have this stupid. This one's got the yellow
little tag on it.
Angle. Yeah. This one's got green. Like I don't
weird.
I don't understand why they need that.
Yellow for teen, green for everybody.
Two copies, and one. The other one on PlayAsia was $10 more, so that's why I got this one. Because I don't know why I'd want to pay $10 more
for no reason.
Yeah, but yeah. It probably wouldn't have this little green because it was I guess a different region. I don't know if it was like the Chinese version or what, but
I'll look it up.
But yeah. Yeah, it's the first time I've imported a PSP game, not from PlayAsia. I imported a PS3 game from PlayAsia. This is the first PS4 game I've imported. Thought about doing it for the Fatal Frame games, but I haven't done that yet.
Did your Ghost Trick come with bonus content? Because that's what this one comes with. The one that doesn't.
It's got a code in there, but I don't know if it has like anything other than that.
Okay. Well, this is on the front of the box on this one.
Oh, well, if it's bonus content, it's in Japanese, so I can't tell.
It's like in the top right corner. I can try to show you.
Is that the one that's $10 more?
Yeah. Does this play on... That's in the top right corner.
Yeah, no, I don't have that.
Of the box. Except the box is in mirror mode.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, I don't have any of that stuff. So okay. It just says for Japan only. So
it's wrong.
It's for everybody.
And I'm not supposed to have this. There's a gun on the back, which is kind
of
interesting.
I'm excited to play this. Obviously, we talked about last week it being the guy that wrote a lot of the Phoenix Wright early games. So I want to play this game. So.
This little image on the back here is pretty much how the game starts.
Yeah, him face down, ass up. That's the way he likes to fuck.
Yeah, just putting the vibe out. Yeah.
We're wafting, we're wafting.
Tries to go back in his own body and realizes
he can't do it. Yeah, can't do it.
In there.
Not how it works. Can't come into yourself.
Yeah. He did not try to possess his D, though. Like, he could have tried that.
Yeah, just focus on fingers or dicks.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm usually focused on dicks. What?
Only 3.8 gigabytes. Yeah. Kind of surprising for, like, a DS game. Like, I should probably think it'd be smaller than that.
That's what they've always said.
I think Skyrim's only, like, 3 gigs on 360. That came out.
PlayAsia has that
Skyrim.
Has that Baten Kaidos 1 and 2 HD remaster physical version.
How much?
Not coming out in America. 50. Looks like. I may have to buy that. Didn't come out till September, it says.
Yeah, okay. I'll probably get the Fatal Frame games. The only reason why I haven't is just because they don't have PS5 physical versions, which so I have to like buy the PS4 and then do the upgrade, which I don't want to do that, but
yeah, I was thinking about this recently. Like, you know, like PS4 versions of games still commonly coming out. And like, when did the PS4 come out? 2013?
12, 13, yeah.
So 10 years ago, we're still getting brand new games. That seems, yeah. I mean, wild. I guess it's kind of, because most of them have an upgrade or obviously you can play it on PS5.
It's still a little crazy, though.
Like, it seems kind of unprecedented as far as I can tell.
I would agree.
They did it with PS2 just because of how popular PS2 was.
Yeah, I guess.
Guitar Hero games were still coming out. And then, I don't know, some other, like, casual games still coming out. Like, I'm sure Ubisoft was putting out some games that some dance games or something on PS2.
They probably still are, honestly.
Yeah, got to keep it going, keep it alive.
Yeah,
winning 11, whatever the fuck that soccer game is, like an ornament that's coming out.
I was thinking it was horse racing until he said soccer, and I'm like, oh yeah, that is right.
Yeah.
Okay.
11. Oh, yeah, 11. No, you can't have an odd number on the soccer field unless they count
that. Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I think you're right. I think it is soccer. Will we play anything else you want to talk about?
No. I really need to get back to Final Fantasy 16.
You do.
So I can see what Tony's talking about.
Yeah, you do. You do. I thought I was
Did
almost.
He change his mind?
No, he is very unmotivated to play that game right now, which I understand because, like, I got back after a week. Sorry, I don't know if I'm going next, Ralph, or not. Sorry,
fine.
That's totally fine.
Okay, cool. I went back after like a week off of playing Final Fantasy 16. Like, I was ready to jump into it, and it was smooth transition back in. No real issues with like remembering what I was doing, but it definitely has that thing where you hit a big story beat, and then there's a bunch of shit to distract you. Story beat, bunch of shit to distract you. I went through what I think is probably the biggest story beat of the game, and then there's, I'm not kidding you, 10 side quests pop up, and it's like, holy shit. Like, clearly you know I'm going to fucking do these, but it's like, I kind of just want to finish the game at this point. I got to be close to, I mixed up my hours last time. The hour count that I spoke of for Final Fantasy 16 was actually my Diablo hour count. So I'm probably close to 50 hours at this point, maybe 55. But it's just like, it's not that it's not enjoyable and the hours are bad. It's just that I'm like, I'm kind of ready to put a pin in it. So, you're
got it to Bayonetta 3.
Holding out is not going to do you any favors, unfortunately. So, getting back to 16, like I said, the transition is still good. The combat's still great. I think the story's interesting enough. It's just like, at this point, I just want the best weapons I can get so I can go do the end shit, be done.
I have a stronger urge right now to get the Final Fantasy V Pixel Remaster.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be mad at you for doing it, to be honest with you. So,
but they had a bunch of Square Enix stuff on sale. On
none of that though.
Yeah, nope. It was still $18.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, 16's still very good. I just need to buckle down and finish it. So I don't have a ton to say about it. Very good still. I'm still very much enjoying it.
You killed everything in Diablo 4.
I haven't even went back to Diablo yet. The season actually starts, I think, on the 21st. What is it, Diablo? Yeah. Season 1 start. Let me look. I think it's July 20th. So that starts on, what is that, Thursday? Yeah. So if I can get this wrapped up by Thursday, I'll be in good shape. I'll feel good. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, how does Ridiculous Fishing make you feel?
So Ridiculous Fishing is a game on the phone, which I also got another game on my phone for free, and it bothers me because I don't really want to play it on my phone. And that's Oxenfree 2. Oxenfree 2, Night School Studios, is owned by Netflix now. So just like those other Netflix games, I got this for free on my phone because I have a Netflix subscription. Obviously, I've sucked the Oxenfree dick before. I don't need to do it again. I love that game. I want to play this game. I struggle with playing actual games on my phone. So we'll see if I play it here, if I actually end up buying it on a console. But Ridiculous Fishing is a very easy, like, quick game, either while you just got a few minutes or, like, maybe a little bathroom break game. I mean, you're literally just, you're fishing, and all you're doing is tilting your phone one way or another to try to get as deep as you can, that's what she said, down the water. And and then as you're descending, you get different upgrades. You get, like, a saw for a reel, and basically that will, like, churn through all the fishes. The second you hit a fish, you come back up, and then once you get to the top of the lake, the fish fly in the air, and you bust out whatever gun you have equipped, and you shoot the fish for money. It is in fact ridiculous.
Sounds all right.
Yeah, it's a good time for a phone game. And so right now I've got an Uzi, so all I do is auto shoots. I just have to aim at the fish and shoot them. It's a real dumb time. But I enjoy it quite a bit. It's very easy to play. Not a whole lot. You're some old dude just sitting on a boat. I just made $200 and it's very easy to just pick up and put down, like play one round, you're done. Like, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's fun stuff. Ridiculous Fishing, a good time, and also was free on iOS. So
nice.
I don't know Ridiculous Fishing if it's made by the people that made Ridiculous Driving. I would assume so. Yeah, Rami Ismail and Vlambeer. Super Crate Box, Serious Sam, Nuclear Throne, Ridiculous Fishing came out in 2013, apparently. Wow. It just got put on. This must be like an updated version of this game then for iOS, for Apple Arcade. Ridiculous Fishing. If you've never played it, it's a fucking good time.
Okay.
So check that out.
Yeah, we will see.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't have the iOS, but you know,
I assume it's got to be on other things, but I don't know, maybe not.
It probably is. Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about?
That's all I have played. I have not gotten around to playing anything else while we were gone last week. On not vacation, but going to see Will. Didn't play anything. So I've been slacking in the video game department. So that's it for me. What about you, pal? What have you been playing?
Well, I played the game I had to play for Surmise the Score.
True.
For losing it. Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song for the PlayStation 5.
How was that?
That game definitely for me. I don't know.
Is it gone?
Like, oh, you got for $5.
Yeah, I got it for $5. It's worthless. It's still sitting here somewhere. Come back and send it to you if you want. I don't know. It's just like you're just making dialogue choices from all I could tell.
Sure.
And
were you like a lady vampire or a male vampire?
I was a lady one at the time. This is something about you're in Boston and you're a vampire, and there's a lot of vampires in Boston. Something happened. It's like, I just don't care. I don't know.
Is it better than Redfall? Or is that what it's called? Redfall? That shitty...
Oh, I mean...
That game you finished?
Yeah.
Yeah, Redfall.
Since I haven't played Redfall, I will say yes, Redfall is better. No, I don't... I mean, it was probably worth $5. I don't know. Not for me. That's all I know. Vampire.
Good enough. Masquerades. Good enough. Thanks for playing that.
That came out, I don't know, was it the early 2000s or when did that first one come out?
I never played any of them, no. Oh. Besides this, I didn't really know much about it, honestly.
Was it partially Kickstarted or something? Was there some kind of crowdfunding thing for it?
Probably. It seems like something that would go that route. Yeah.
Don't worry, that's just me.
When it got announced. But
that's just me. Don't worry.
Dude, I'm excited.
Yeah, send me episode notes for the next episode.
Man. Hell yeah, trying to be on top of things instead of sending them a day before we do the show.
Let's see. I also played a game called Motto Anomalies.
What is this?
So this is what it's on Woot, which is where I got it from, because it was like $20, and I thought it looked interesting. It's been described as an indie take on Persona, like, I don't know enough about Persona. Like, I mean, I played Tokyo Mirage Sessions, and I don't know how close that is to Persona.
Well, which version of Persona? Like the dungeon crawling Persona or the more modern?
More modern.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It seems kind of interesting. Because you're like going through a dungeon. Well, I mean, I don't know. They call it a dungeon. You're just walking around some floating platforms, finding monsters, fighting them, just turn-based. And like it's fine. It works. There's some kind of plot going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it works. This is starting to shape up like Game of the Year. It works. It's fine. There's a plot somewhere.
I have a feeling this game was rough when it launched because it had a gigantic patch. Like it took forever to download, which is kind of rare for a Switch game.
I was going to say, you're playing it on the Switch, which already means it's going to be not as good as it probably could have been on a different console. And I'm telling you, from the screenshots I'm looking at, woof.
I think it looks all right in motion. I think the art style's all right. And the frame rate seemed okay. It seemed mostly stable. But like, so there's the turn-based RPG stuff, but there's also other times where you are having to do something called a mind hack, and it turns into like a card battling game, which is interesting.
That's kind of wild, yeah.
So like, yeah, you're just given this deck of cards, and like, you have so many moves you can make, and you're trying to basically break down some barrier in someone's mind to get them to listen to you or give you information about something.
See, in Persona, we just hack their mind.
I mean,
you gotta use the evoker and shoot yourself in the head, and then Persona comes out.
Yeah, I mean, this probably just sounds like a roundabout way of getting that, but not copying it directly.
Sure.
I'm not sure. But yeah, there's like two different game modes, basically. So, like, I'm having an okay time with it so far. Like, the reviews weren't super hot, so, like, it may end up sucking, but...
Fingers crossed that it doesn't, buddy. For you, anyway.
Okay with that. Well, I didn't invest a whole lot into it. So, you know. And I not only finished Clive and Wrench on the Switch, I 100%ed it.
Nice. So you platinumed it.
I mean, you can't do that on a Switch. I don't know. I actually don't know what the trophies are, because I thought about picking up the PS5 version, but I don't know if I want to play through it again or not. But I'd play through some of it, because like there's some of those levels. So I got every collectible basically, and some of those levels have like 1,000 collectibles in them. Not even kidding.
Well, I'm glad you spent the time to get 100% on this game then.
Yeah, I mean,
do you feel good about it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I had a good time with it. It's just so weird because like the first boss fight, like it's actually a boss fight, and then like some of the other ones, there's only a few of them where you're actually fighting a boss. The rest of them will be like, okay, this is the boss level, and you go in and you make it to the end of the level, and the boss just like dies in a cutscene.
Hell yeah.
In the final boss, it was just like, okay, just like wander around for 5 minutes and stay alive. Like, because some other character was like, I'm hacking into this boss, so after 5 minutes, it'll be dead. So you just run around until it's dead.
Until it's all over, yeah. Okay.
Credits. So this game was mostly made by one guy, which I also think is kind of interesting.
That's kind of cool.
And so I found his Twitter account, and someone was like complaining about the first boss, how the controls were so bad they couldn't beat the first boss, and he chimed in. He was like, "Did you try ducking?" Because nice. I thought, duck. Like, it took me a little bit to figure that out. But I was like, "Oh, you just duck from all these scissors this guy's throwing at you for some reason."
And that's it.
But yeah, I just thought it was kind of cool. Like, that guy's just right there, like seeing. people trashing his game because it did not get reviewed well.
Sure.
But yeah, there was this one boss level which was straight up could have been a level from the first Crash Bandicoot game. It was so hard, and it looked a lot like one. Thankfully, I got through it, but man, it sucked.
Not great.
The rest of it's pretty breezy.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, that's that.
Cool. I'm glad you 100% of this. I mean, it's funny to me when you get so, not hyper-focused, but when you get into a game enough that you do this, because it's very rare at this point where you get a game that you just absolutely enjoy enough that you want to do this with. It's like once every 47 years you do this. So I always appreciate when you like a game enough to hold on to it and get to 100%.
Really, I can think of like three games I've done this with, and that's this, Kaze and the Wild Masks. Which I've 100%ed like three times.
Yep.
And Mad Max. I really don't know besides that.
That sounds right. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cool. Guess that's... Oh, I've played some of the Mario Kart.
DLC?
The new DLC. Oh, man. So me and the wife were playing it. And our daughter was in her little playpen thing. Like, just playing. She was actually kind of interested in watching Mario Kart. And then, like, we got three tracks in, and my daughter's, like, she's trying to show something to my wife. And so she paused the game and looked, and she had poop on her hand.
Yes.
Nice.
And sat down, and it had shot out.
Yes.
Like, this play area. So we didn't get to finish all the tracks.
That's awesome.
That kind of derailed it.
You're not living until you got the explosive poops.
And then like a couple nights later, she woke up at like 11 something one night and had thrown up all over herself.
Oh,
and that,
no.
That's the first time I think that's happened to her.
Yeah, that could be. Those are rough times.
Sneaking Whataburger into her baby food.
I did. Yeah, she's eating real food now, yeah, so she could have done that. Yeah, and it's so weird because, and this is disgusting, but I smelled that vomit and it brought me right back to my childhood whenever I threw up all over my pajamas one time.
Hell yes.
Child, and it smelled the same. And it's so gross.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Baby so, poops.
To get my poop story in, I guess.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, now you know what it was like to make pooplers.
If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying about this whole time.
Maker of Pooplers was probably traumatized by something like that. So I got to make a game about it.
Probably. Man, they need to make a sequel to that stat. Okay. I guess that's all I played.
That's it.
I think. Well, we surmised some scores.
I'm down.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Survive Score, Survive Score. I hope you know what you're in for. Survive Score, Survive Score. Everyone
survives
a score.
Hello.
Welcome to Survive Score, the segment of the show where we try to guess Metacritic scores. The games that are not out yet during this thrilling season, which refuses to ever end. Whoever wins gets to make the loser play a game from their backlog list. The backlog, not sponsored by Whataburger.
Definitely not. The farthest from.
Yes. No. Last time I lost, I had to play that Vampire the Masquerade game. Because Ryan won and made me. So this time we're going to go over Everybody Want to Switch.
Ooh. Hottest new. Yeah, hottest new Switch game.
Yeah. 55 out of 100. 55. Yeah, it's got a horse on the cover, though.
A horse, of course.
Yeah. Yes. So, coming in second place with a guess of 68 was Derek.
Ooh, let's go.
And... not nailing it, but getting closest with a guess of 67 was Ralph.
Oh, Ryan, let's go.
69, you have won third place.
I'm for sure that would do it.
Yeah, it would make you lose. That's what you were going for.
Yeah, I mean, 69 can go wrong sometimes. So
yeah, I mean, there could be a blowout. You never know. I get to make you play a game from your backlog list. It looks like I want you, man. I forgot what was the game. Ah, man, there's so many bangers here.
A lot of 360 and PS3 bangers on here.
Yeah,
that was the generation of bangers.
The only banger generation.
I want to hear about a few of these, but I feel like you should play Turok.
Yeah, that was where I thought you were going to go.
That game's all about knives. That is a knife Turok game.
I was going to pick Tales of Symphonia, but I didn't. Turok.
My gut said you were going Turok or Wolfenstein 360.
Do I have it?
Probably.
360 Wolfenstein game? I don't even know what that is. I can't think of what it is.
I think it was the one made by Ravensoft or whatever they were called at the time.
Oh, I forgot that game even existed.
Oh, it's still sealed. I didn't even realize it was still sealed.
What's the cover look like?
I don't know if you can see that. There's a little glare.
Totally forgot that existed.
Yep,
yeah,
I remember that game.
Yeah, Raven.
Man. Yeah, I still got Singularity. I don't have that game, though.
I thought I'd open this. I bought this at Walmart for like $15.
Nice. Try to take it back.
Yeah, I probably could. I don't think I have the receipt anymore.
They give you a dollar for it, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any scores to surmise, Ralph?
We have one.
Okay.
Why don't we surmise the score for Pikmin 4?
Ooh.
Which comes out this week,
okay.
I think. It comes out Friday. I won, so I guess I have to go. Pikmin 4, I feel like people are probably going to be way into this, and it's not going to sell well, because that's what happens. I'm going to go with 86. Wow. 86. Derek.
Oh, man. I was going to go with an 82 for Pikmin. I don't think it's going to get reviewed that well, but I also am not the market for these games, so.
Ryan, how do you feel?
As someone who's only ever watched Pikmin in trailer form, I'm going to say 80. I'm just going to go with straight 80.
Go low. All right.
Yeah.
80. Straight 80. All right, that's all I have to surmise.
Hell yeah. what are we looking at next week? I'm hoping I'm going to finish up Final Fantasy 16 by next week.
Nice.
I've got Oxenfree to play and a boatload of other games downstairs I need to fuck around with.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stick with Motto Anomalies some more.
Okay.
And I don't know. I thought I was going to get something else, but I don't know what it was, so I must have made that up. I did.
Oxenfree 2 for the Switch for $20.
Good, yeah.
I never played the first one.
First one's so good.
I don't know if you need to play the first one.
Yeah, I don't think you do, but the first one's very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be
taking my word for it.
The great state of South Dakota for like 6 days. So.
Oh, you just staring at the faces?
Oh.
I'll go if that's where the people I'm with take me, but I don't really want. I saw it when I was a kid.
Waldrug? You going to the Waldrug?
Oh, so I don't even understand what that is. Like, the last time I went, there were so many signs for the Waldrug.
Old West Town, that's all it is.
But isn't, like, but there's, like, every town I went into claimed they had, like, a Waldrug. Was there, like, a one Waldrug? And
isn't there a Wall, South Dakota? I thought that's what it was.
Is there? Because like I went to some place near the Badlands, and there was a sign that said Wall Drug at the convenience store.
Yeah, Wall, South Dakota is a town in South Dakota. 709 people.
But is there also like a store called Wall Drug?
I've never been in places.
Wall Drug, let's see. There is a Wall Drug, obviously, in Wall, South Dakota. Is there multiple Wall Drugs, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, that's what I don't know. There's so many freaking billboards for, like, stuff that is only on, like, the very far west side of South Dakota. But, I don't know.
No, it looks like this is there's just one Wall Drug.
Is it near the Badlands?
It is near the Badlands, yeah.
Okay, so then I just happened to go to it.
Yes.
Didn't mean to go there.
Yeah. It just looks to be like northeast of the Badlands is Waldron.
Yep. Yeah, so I went there.
So you've been there. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I didn't mean to go there, but I went there and
that's great. I mean, it's fine. It's just a fucking hole in the wall. Free ice water, though. I mean, that's a big deal.
But it's like the most advertised hole in the wall.
Yeah, because there's nothing in South Dakota.
Through the state of South Dakota, you see a million Wall Drug billboards, letting you know that it's somewhere over there.
In Wall, South Dakota.
Yeah, you don't want to be there.
You don't. My grandparents took me there. It was fine, but you definitely don't want to do that. So.
Yeah, it's not a good time. But I will be doing some things in South Dakota, and I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of downtime, so I will probably finish Zelda on Switch.
Oh, nice. There you go.
And then I will also probably finish Persona 4 Golden on my phone through Game Pass.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, assuming the internet doesn't suck. But
shit, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So there's a chance I will finally have finished the second worst game ever released. Breath of the Wild. Or, no, Tears
of the Kingdom, yeah. You can be like Greg Stewart and have like 120 hours in that game if you want to.
Good.
It's fucking insane. I mean, or you could be like Ralph and just buy it and get rid of it within 3 hours.
Yeah, well, I'd have to buy a copy to do that so I could get rid of that copy.
True.
Not a bad idea. It's only like $57 on Amazon now.
Yeah,
drop them.
Elden Ring's on sale, Ralph. $38 or something on Amazon right now. You want to make another mistake?
If it was like 20, I might go for it. I don't know, because I'm probably not going to play it much. You know how I am.
I know how you are, buddy.
Dakota's such a weird place, though. But that's where we're going. I do like Deadwood. I've been to Deadwood.
I've never been to Deadwood. I've heard Deadwood's cool.
Deadwood is cool. I mean, everything just feels like very exploitative and cheap. I don't know. It's a weird. South Dakota's a weird place. Very weird place.
Next time, just go to Montana. There's like nothing out there. So,
like, do people actually live here, or just people who run the tourist shop?
Clearly not, because 700 people in Wall Drug, and there's all those billboards. Clearly, no one lives there.
Yeah, like, why do you want to? Like, I would think, like, I would just want to get out of here if I grew up in that area.
Yeah, that's why the people that made SteamWorld, they're telling you, like, don't live in desert towns. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, and then Sturgis is over by Deadwood.
Yeah, if you want to see some 85-year-old titties, go to Sturgis.
Yeah. You go see Road Wild, WCW pay-per-view.
True, yeah, with also 85-year-old titties.
Yeah, talking to Vince
Brother.
McMahon. Oh. Oh, okay. Not talking Hogan's.
Hogan was there, yeah. Hog nice. Wild, Road Wild.
Yeah.
Good times. Road
Warriors will be there. Yep.
I don't think so, but maybe. If you're lucky.
Maybe.
If you're lucky.
Well, enjoy your Dakota trip.
Yeah.
Yep.
Derek, enjoy your trip to and from work, I guess.
Yeah, my hour-long drive every day. Thank you, pal. I'll be out at the track for a couple days this week because of the IndyCar race, but yeah.
I thought you meant the horse track.
No, the racetrack. Betting on ponies? No pony betting here.
Not yet.
I did put a lot of bets down on golf, and they're golfing in Scotland, so it started at like 2 in the morning this morning. I bet on like 6 different golfers. None of them won the thing. I don't know golf.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you.
Thankfully, it was all free bets that I got, so I didn't pay any actual money for it, so whatever.
Okay. Well, that's a nice business model.
I put $10 in and they gave me $200 in free bets. So, like, I'm good.
Oh, okay. That's how they hook you, I guess.
I mean, but I don't have that personality. So, like, once my free bets are gone, I'm just going to delete the app. I don't care. So,
that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the show. I don't know.
All righty. TTFN.
Yeah. That. A lot of that.
Tatas for now.
A beautiful time. I love tatas.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Well, not everyone. But yeah.
These gender neutral people are probably not into tatas, but maybe. I don't know. I don't want to identify them in their bathrooms with open doors.
I think I saw like a copy of Senran Kagura on the ground.
I thought you were going to say I saw a cock, and I was like, that's a great way to end the show.
I mean, I would have told that story if that happened, but that bathroom was empty when I opened the door. Thank God.
Shucks.
I mean, I didn't know it was going to be like that when I opened the door. So, but if I would have done it the second time, I knew I was rolling the dice.
Yeah, you were seeing some puss probably.
Yes, see something.
Okay, bye.
Bye.